I know you remember if you've followed along, was accountability, sponsorship and accountability. Are you all familiar with the accountability part of it? How many of you have actually have an accountability partner? I just want to really, really encourage you how important it is to have an accountability partner. We talked about what it was to be an accountability partner, is how different it is than a sponsor. I've never had a sponsor because I've never been at AA or anything like that, but I know that's really important to have. But accountability, having somebody to process things with, to talk to them, to be honest, and somebody that's going to be honest with you. And I think that's the most important part of it, and that's the scariest part of it. I know it is for me, because when I did this, when did I start? About 10 years ago when I started the whole, we called it STEP program, I didn't think I needed one. I have my sisters, I have my girlfriends. My ex-husband and I weren't best friend kind of thing, so we talked, but we didn't get in details like that. And actually, they don't recommend your spouse to be your accountability partner or your sister. Well, it's true, because you know too many secrets, you know? And for an example, when something was really personal to me, and I love my sister to death, and we're very close, but this is something that she just didn't understand. And I remember sharing it with her, and the reaction I got was so not what I needed. It was very... you know, kind of judgmental, kind of, oh, sorry, please, and hurtful. So it wasn't helpful. So that's why we encourage an accountability partner to be somebody that you know that's gone through the same kind of issue. It could be maybe you have one accountability for a partner for your marriage, one accountability partner for your, if you have food issues like with me, one for the alcohol one for this, because different people have different things to offer you in your life. So when Jen was sharing about that, and when I started it years ago and I didn't think I needed one, my pastor, he goes, okay, well, you guys are accountability partners. And we're like, I don't even know this person. But I got to tell you, it was kind of cool. I didn't know them, but we had gone through a similar thing. So when I told her what I was going through and what I was feeling, she could call me on my stuff and make me see my part, because it was like talking to a mirror. And it was really cool. And through my counseling days, that's something that I realized, is we try to put a mirror up so you can see yourself. But we don't have that kind of strength sometimes to tell ourselves the truth, right? How easy it is to say, oh yeah, it wasn't so bad. I was right. They hurt me, so you know. We don't want to hear that honest part. Wait a minute, what was your part in that? Oh, yeah, well, I guess I could have said that differently or handled that differently, you know. So to have somebody else to do that with you. So last week, it was a classic example, because, of course, it was right after the lesson. And I struggle with my weight, and that has been an ongoing thing, and it's not just a food issue. It has a lot to do with what's been on, you know, gone through my past. And I've been dealing with that. So I totally blew it this night. I mean, I had this thing because I'm leaving on vacation, and I said, okay, I got to lose weight, blah, 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 blah. I totally blew it. And because something happened in my personal life, how do I deal with it? I went home, and I had a sweet tooth. And so now that I've discussed it with my accountability partner, and this is really hard for me, but this is where the healing comes through. I'm going to be honest. And this is something I don't normally do in a big group, but this is what I did. I went home, and I wanted something sweet, and I didn't have anything, except I had waffles in the freezer. I had 3 waffles left and syrup. So I had all of that. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but after you've eaten, and it's never enough. It's just not satisfying. So I ate it all, And I'm still trying to find more to eat. And I just totally blew it. And I felt, so then the guilt sets in, and then the anger sets in, and then this vicious cycle starts in. So then you eat more because you're more depressed, and then da-da-da-da, and it goes around and around. So an alcoholic person can totally identify with that because that's what drinking does. That's exactly what happens. And so we use that cycle. So the next morning I was supposed to call my accountability partner, and I didn't. Guess who called me? Hey, girlfriend, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. You know, we're 500 miles apart, so I'm fine. And then it all came out. She was so honest and brutal with me. And that's what I love about her. She is just flat out, no emotion about it. No, she just cut me right to the chase. And she's right. And, you know, it just took a whole turn. So I want to encourage you so much to have somebody like that who can be honest with you and totally call you on your stuff. I don't know who it is in your life, but I would really encourage you to find somebody to do that with and pray about it and have God show you who that can be. One of the things I was reading in my Bible study, I'm going to finish up with this, is I've been studying in Acts through a Bible study that I'm doing, and another book that I kind of totally ignore sometimes because it's really lengthy. But it's funny what I opened up to this morning, and it says, how do we react when we are confronted with the truth? I go that way. I don't want to look at it. I just want to... This was talking about when Stephen got stoned, one of the apostles, he was telling the truth, and so, you know, people's reaction was to stone him till he died. Maybe we don't pick up stones. Maybe not real rocks, but words are stones. Words can hurt. Alcohol, food, however we look at that. But how do we deal with a challenging truth that reveals the conditions? How we deal with a challenging truth reveals the conditions of our hearts. Our hearts are hardened, and we hear the hard truths. Harsh reactions result. So that's why we ask God to soften our hearts, to prepare us to hear the truths. Our response to truth reveals the condition of our heart. So in this prayer, and this is my prayer for you guys, Lord, I know that your Holy Spirit speaks truth to me through your word and sometimes through other people in my life. Soften my heart to hear your truth. Help me not fight you when I need to confess sin or change my behavior. And I want to hear hard truth well. And that's a goal that I pray for each one of us this week and throughout the rest of the time we're together and for the rest of your lives. So on that note, we got Mike.